appointed Public Safety Director. Dr. Frank Straub is a proven, results-oriented leader when it comes to fighting crime in a large, diverse urban environment. He has the experience and the intellectual background to improve our Public Safety Department in Indianapolis, the willingness to work constructively with our public safety professionals, the awareness to understand that our city finds strength in its diversity, and the determination to stand with our communities and against the criminals. He's even agreed to stop being a New York Jets fan now that he's here. Dr. Straub, if you would, will you please stand so you can receive a warm Hoosier welcome. Public safety is job one because we must feel safe to effectively host conventions, to keep and bring jobs to Indianapolis, to improve the education of our children, and to have fun with our friends and family. There is no separating the impact public safety has on the betterment of our city. And when government officials take that for granted, they do so at all of our peril. So we distributed over $4 million in community crime prevention grants last year and this year and reinstituted community policing. So your officers are now in the neighborhoods asking what's happening, not just what happened. All of our wonderful venues, our beautiful parks, and our tractor trails lose their value if people are afraid to visit them. And the commitment to make Indianapolis safer is fundamental in my administration, and we will not waver from this commitment. And as you know, we have been working hard over the past 2 years to address the problems of every area of the city through our neighborhood liaisons and our community outreach programs. But as someone who grew up and went to school in the heart of Indianapolis, I know that this central area of our city must also not be forgotten. In the first 2 years of my administration, downtown and the surrounding areas have not been forgotten. We have invested millions of dollars to improve the quality of life of inner city residents, their economic prospects, and their neighborhoods. We cannot have a prosperous Indianapolis without a prosperous urban core. We are fortunate to have Olgin Williams as Deputy Mayor of Neighborhoods working hard on that challenge. Politics and voting histories can't matter when you're trying to build a better city. That's one of the reasons I authorized the spending of millions of dollars to fix pools in Center Township that were leaking millions of gallons of water a year. It's why I made public safety job one and appointed a public safety director who's committed to diversity in the police and fire department. It's why the money donated by the Lilly Endowment will go primarily to parks serving the urban core. It's why my office is partnering with Congressman Andre Carson's office so that we will have a fair and complete count in the 2010 census. It's why I wholeheartedly supported the recently passed referendum to build a new Wishart and make sure those who need health care have access to the best care available. It's why I asked my team at Corporation Council to fix the city's broken equal opportunity division. It's why Corporation Council turned a 200-case backlog of discrimination claims dating back to the previous administration into a zero-case backlog of discrimination claims. And we've reduced the adjudication period for those claims from 700 days to 90 days. It's why my administration has been doing outreach to the minority community to get the word out that this city is open for business and ready to handle your discrimination claims in a timely and a respectful manner. It's why 49% of my board and commission appointments represented women or minorities. It's why I'm fighting against the blight of abandoned homes by seeking as much money as possible to rebuild those neighborhoods most affected by this problem. It's why we have expanded our charter schools program so the parents of children who need a different educational environment have an attractive and a successful educational option. It's why we have revamped and revitalized our First Tee program so that inner city youth can learn the wonderful game of golf through the Indy Park system. It's why we have, under the leadership of Director Greg Wilson, made minority and women business development a keystone of our economic development strategy, unlike anything before seen in our city. We must have a stronger urban core, and we will. In fact, that's why I'm a big fan of the Down Home Cooking Restaurant. Just down the street from where we are tonight on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And it's why $2 million will be invested to remodel the neighborhood surrounding this restaurant to make it more attractive to businesses and use art and streetscapes to tell the story of this historic neighborhood. And we have the owners of Down Home Cooking in the audience tonight. Sam and V. Thompson, will you please stand and be applauded for your entrepreneurial spirit? In the coming weeks, we will call on all of Indianapolis to help us do one of the most important fundamental things we can do as a community to help keep our city on track for positive growth. 2010 is a census year, and working with Andre Carson's office, we created the bipartisan Complete Count Committee to make sure everyone is counted. The health of our city and those most in need depend on it. Let me repeat. No neighborhood will be left behind in our drive to make Indianapolis a more livable city. No business will be left behind in our drive to create jobs. No student will be left behind in our drive for better schools, and no block will be left behind in our drive for a safer Indianapolis. We must embrace in creative ways to make old Indianapolis neighborhoods the new Indianapolis. This vision for the future will only become reality if we are willing to tackle generations-old problems with intelligent and innovative thinking. We've never done it that way before is not a phrase you'll ever hear in my administration. The city market has fallen on rough times. My administration is determined to face the challenges plaguing this proud landmark. We have solicited bids and ideas from community organizations, engaged the city market board, and appealed to civic-minded groups, all to revitalize that market. But it is also clear that we must embrace sustainable technologies and principles if we want to be cost-effective in our work and our structures. Shortly after my administration began, we created the Office of Sustainability to serve as the driver for our green initiatives. It is the first office of its kind in our city government history.